Masechet Chulin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Hashekei Pemagu Yad, Vetzor Uvakana, Shkitasuk Shir. Somebody shot the behem with a small hand sickle. Now, a hand sickle, one side of the blade is smooth, and the other side of the blade has a jagged edge. Now, certainly, with the jagged side, you can't shecht. And even with the smooth side, the chatchili should not shecht the behemoth with it, as we're afraid you might come to shecht the behemoth with the jagged side, but bidi evid, if you shecht with the smooth side, the shkita is kosher. And so too, if you shecht with a sword, a sharp rock, or with a kana, a reed, the shkita is kosher, but only bidi evid. Now, really, the chatchila, you can shecht with a sword or a kana if it was not attached to the ground. But the Mishnah is talking about a case where after it was taken from the ground, it was reattached to the ground. So then only bidi evid, the shkita is kosher. But in a case where it had never been taken from the ground in the first place, in such a case, even bidi evid, the shkita is puzzled. Hakol shochtin, ulolam shochtin, uvakol shochtin. Everybody can shecht. Even a Yisrael mummer, a Yisrael that is over averus, his shkita is kosher, as long as it's not a mummer to be over the Avodah Zarah or to be mechala Shabbat for Hesya publicly. His shkita is kosher, but we do not trust him to check his own knife. Instead, we have to check the knife in which he shecht with before he shecht and after he shecht, and if the knife is good, then we can eat from his shkita. And la'olam shochte, you can shecht at any time, both during the day and at night, if you have a bright light. And so too, you can shecht on the Rosh Hagag, on top of the roof, and we're not afraid that people will say that you're shechting to the Tzva HaShemayim. And so too, you can shecht on a boat, and we're not afraid that people will say that you're shechting to the Sar Hayam. Uvakol shochtin, you can shecht with all types of instruments, including glass or a sharp blade of glass. Chutz mimagol kata, with the exception of a sickle that is used to harvest wheat. As this sickle had jagged edge by a makera and a saw by hashinayim, and teeth that are attached to the jaw of a behema. If there are two teeth or more, you can't shecht with it, but if there's only one tooth, then you could shecht with it. V'hatipar, and you can't shecht with a nail that is attached to a behema. V'pnei shehen chokin, because all these instruments choke the behema, they don't make a smooth cut. Instead, they rip out the siman and the pipes that we have to shecht, and therefore, it's not kosher. Now, this is not going on tziporin. A nail that is attached to the behema would make a smooth cut. The reason why it's possible is because it's mechuber, it's attached to the behema, and you can't shecht with anything mechuber that's attached either to behema or to the ground. Hashochei b'magol kosher kidera halichaser. Somebody who shechts with a sickle that is used to harvest tfuah, with once rust. Beishamei poislin ubeitzilo machshir. Beishamei pasles and beitzilo is machshir. Now, since the jagged edges of a magol kosher all point in one direction, if you shecht with once rust bidera halichaser, it makes a smooth cut. But beishamei pasles anyway, we're gozer holacha atu hava. We're afraid that you'll shecht by pushing it back and forth, and in such a case, it would rip the simanim, it wouldn't make a smooth cut, so therefore beishamei pasul because of this gezerah. And beis hillel is masher, not to say that beis hillel allows us to eat the basar, even according to beis hillel, where gezer halacha atu hava. Just beis hillel holds that the behemoth doesn't have a din nevela, it's not mitame, but masher just you can't eat the basar, while beishamei holds that not only can you eat the basar, but also the basar has a din nevela, it's mitame, but masher if you carry the basar, even if you don't touch it, you would become tame. V'mechliku shineha harehi kasakin. If you have a magol kata in which you smoothed out the edges, and now it has a smooth blade, then it has a din like a regular sock and a regular knife, and you can shecht with it. We're not going through that. Maybe you'll shecht with it before you smooth it out.
Masechet Chulin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Hashoychei mitochat habaas, v'shiyah ba melo achot al pnei kula shechitasuk shir.
When somebody shechts, you have to cut two simanim. The windpipe is one of the simanim, one of the pipes that you have to shecht. And the windpipe is made up of rings. And the top ring is called a tabas hagadola, the big ring. And that ring goes all the way around without anything being mafsakit, anything in between cutting it off. Now, the Mishnah tells us that if you shecht through that tabas, the tabas gadola, the upper tabas of the windpipe, and you leave over a little bit along the whole length of the tabas, meaning to say that you cut right through the tabas, leaving a little bit on top and part of the tabas on bottom, it was a clean cut. In such a case, the shechita is kosher. But if before the sakin goes all the way through the tabas, you push the sakin up toward the roof of the tabas, and you continue the shechita above the tabas, in such a case, according to the Tanakhama, the shechita is possible. As that is not a makom shechita above the tabas, the shechita has to be done through the tabas. Now, even though if you shecht only rove of the tabas and then don't continue shechting at all, the shechita would be kosher, but in this case, where
you went ahead and put the knife through the roof of the tabas and put the shechita above the tabas, midrabanan, the shechita is possible according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, Aimer, Melo Achot, Al Pnei Ruba. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda disagrees. He says, in such a case, where you shechted most of the tabas, leaving a little bit on top of it, even if after you shecht most of it, you don't continue through and cut the rest of the tabas, instead, you push the socket through the roof of the tabas and continue the shechita above the tabas. Still, the shechita is kosher. Since you shechted most of the tabas, that which you push the knife up through and continue the shechita above the tabas does not passel, and therefore the shechita would be kosher in such a case.